Well, Carlos, what's your assessment of today's performance?
Today was a day that, of course, we expect a win, but the championship is a competition very hard, so we can draw with the strongest team or probably the strongest team in the competition, and we can have a defeat in the home, because it's something that not just happened to us, but happened to all the teams in this championship. I'm not upset with my players, because I think we try to change the score at the last second. Sometimes with more quality than other times, but especially in the second half, I think we, with the difficulties that Rotherham put to us, put all the players near the area, and it's very difficult to create chances. We create chances, and we can score more goals, because we did one legal goal in the first, not legal, but we did a clear goal in the first half, and we can score more goals. But unfortunately, it's a day that we need a little lucky from our side.
Should that goal have been given from McGeady and Turner, the referee?
Yeah, I saw the image. It's very easy to me talk. Probably it's more difficult to the referee. But when McGeady shoot in that moment, Turner is on the line with the probably left defense of the Rotherham in that moment, exactly on the line. So when it is, to me, is a clear goal with our image. But I don't know. I accept another opinion, but what I saw it, we stopped the image, and when they shoot, it's exactly in the same line of a defence, so it's a clear. But
yeah. You had one disallowed in the second half as well. Was that we harshly treated on that, or do you think that was offside?
With the Gary? That was offside in that moment. There are other situations to analyse, with one with the Nui in the first half, another one with Ross Wallace in the second half. But okay, that's. I talked to your colleagues before. I don't want to talk too much about the referees. Mm. I'm talking in the fourth games, last four games. I'm talking a lot about this kind of situations, and I prefer to talk about football. Mm. But of course, it's a fact. In the last games, four games, when we was near the first positions, strange things are happening to our team. This is a reality.
You've taken great care with the character and togetherness of what you've got here. Is this a period that you've gone through that can show that in a good light? I mean, you've got a challenge now, haven't you, after these results, and will that togetherness pay off for you?
I understand. Listen, what we promise since we started, we promise to fight to the 3 points and all the games, to try to win the games. We don't promise nothing to that we go promoted or not. We never talk about this. We are doing our job, we are fighting game by game. These are things that happen in this competition. Can happen, and happen to all the teams. All the teams lose sometimes one game that they don't expect. This is something that we can consider normal in the competition. It's not normal what we are doing, because we the last time that we lose was in August against Middlesbrough. This is something not so normal, but of course we are proud that what we are doing. But we're still in the good position this moment. We are in sixth place, I think. We don't lose today because we play very bad. Our players don't fight, don't run. No, I think we try to change everything with quality, and try to put the ball on the floor, and try to put the ball on the sides with crosses, and we can score. But we're still alive to fight to the 3 points in all the games. So let's see at the end of the season what we can do. There are another 11 games to play.
Some people will point to the absence of a very good player, Forestieri. There's no question about that, is there? It must be important to you to win without him.
No, we win before without him. We win before. There are some games that he missed before, and we win. Today we don't win, but we have 11 players, and more the players that substitute that I trust, and they did the best. So, but the main point here about Forestier is he don't play because the coach is not because the coach don't want. It's not because he didn't play because he can't play, and it's unbelievable this situation, and this kind of situation that we are living in the last four games, included today. It's something that.
You're still smart.
A damage to us.
Big week coming up. Brighton, very difficult on Tuesday, but it would be no surprise to you and everybody else to go down there and get the 3 points and get returned to winning ways.
We never promised that we win the 3 points, but we promised that we'll fight to the 3 points. We are doing all the time the same. And we'll, of course, we'll try to react very fast and try to play play a good football and try to win points on Tuesday. That, of course, we'll try to do that. And I think we have conditions to do this, but now let's start thinking about Brighton, study how they play and put the best strategy. And we hope that everything will be normal on the game and everything will be normal. And after the game, I just talk about football. This is what I'm missing 1 month.
Yeah. And ago. Just finally, for me, Lucas, when he came on in the second half, Joe, I thought it was very good. It made a difference, didn't it?
Yeah, it gave more pace, more energy. You know that Rotherham put one player to mark Gary Hooper in the midfield and attack. So when we put Lucas, is to give more freedom to Gary Hooper. And of course, after with this, Gary Hooper came more to the game and Lucas also. Mm. So, but unfortunately, this is the most important. We don't win, but. Or we didn't score, but I think to finalize, I think we did our part. The coaches, the players, the fans. I think we did our part. I'm not sure if everybody do the correct part from the both sides.